shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know it sounds repetitive because we brought you some numbers from the CNN poll released today, but there are other numbers out there, and they are not good for the president. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking it. This goes back to the limbo rock thing of how low can you go, and it looks like he's finding a new low.
Well, the thing is when, and again, we know all the shenanigans that went on in 2020, but a lot of the independent voters, they swung back to the Democrat side because they, I guess, they didn't like the mean tweets or whatever from Trump. But now, this is a new poll from Politico, and 67%, two-thirds of independent voters say that Joe Biden should not run for re-election. Two-thirds of them. That's huge. And overall, in this Politico poll, they found that 58% of all registered voters oppose a Biden reelection, where only 34% wanted to see him run again. So who do they have on the bench? I mean, obviously, we know that the vice president just doesn't have the chops or a lot of other things. But where do they go? That's a, I think, a valid question.
Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
And Hillary?
Hillary is the only one that would really fit the mold and, you know, fool me once, but you know what they say about fooling me twice.
Unbelievable. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up. You're gonna want to hear from Gates McGavick. He is the Republican National Committee Director of Strategic Communications. What must Republicans do in what could be a wave election to not screw it up? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
K KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 231, just checked the traffic cams a moment ago and looked for a crash there. It's on the freeway off-ramp. Interstate 515 southbound, that's at Auto Show Drive, there on the shoulder. Also look out for a collision on Interstate 215 eastbound, that's just before the 15 southbound off-ramp. Crews are on scene there as well. Looks like you're averaging about 45 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston. And do expect those major delays downtown to continue through that bridge reconstruction work. That's both directions on Interstate 515 between Main and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball back at it tonight. They will play at the Thomas and Mack Center for the first time in 17 days. They play host to Omaha tonight. They had basically been kicked out of the Thomas and Mack Center for a while as the National Finals Rodeo was taking place there. UNLV and Omaha tonight. UNLV comes in with a 6-5 record. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up a win over the COVID-depleted Boston Bruins yesterday. 4-1 the final score. Golden Knights are 17-11-0. They'll get back at it coming up tomorrow night when they go to New Jersey to play the Devils. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to four commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevada's right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. I had a chance to visit earlier with Gates McGavick. He is the Republican National Committee Director of Strategic Communications. And we were talking about the latest CNN poll where Biden is just cratering right now. I mean, it's not even funny. And in fact, three-quarters of voters are worried about the economy. Three-quarters of us. That tough to run on that. And I asked him, I said, with all the cratering poll numbers, what do you make of it?
I mean, I think this is a president who has totally let the situation get out of control. I mean, when inflation started several months ago, he repeatedly told us it would be transitory. His chief of staff, Ron Klain, referred to inflation as a high-class problem. And now we're several months past that, and inflation is not transitory. In fact, it's getting much worse, and it touches everything, right? It's gas, it's groceries, it's, you know, filling up your car to take your kids to school, making your kids breakfast. It's Christmas presents as we roll towards Christmas. And things are not getting worse. Things are not getting better. They're getting worse. And no matter what Biden tries to spin, I think the American people, they don't care what Biden says. They feel it every day. They feel it every day when they go to the store. They feel it every day when they're buying food for their families. And, you know, that's why polling is cratering, because no matter how much you spin from the White House, the American people are smart and they're living this experience firsthand.
I'm curious, and I don't mean to blindside you on this. Have you seen the CNN poll today that's out? I mean, it's almost universally horrible. But if not, other polling that you've seen, is it consistent that the American people are figuring this out?
I think it is, because, again, this is a lived experience for the American people. Taking part in the economy is a day-to-day thing. I think polling is consistently showing that Biden is, you know, absolutely losing approval on every front, and especially on the economy. And the economy is consistently, you know, the most important issue for your average American. And the other issues that matter to people, like education and crime, Democrats are failing there, too. I mean, you have skyrocketing inflation. You have 12 American cities that just broke their annual homicide records. Higher prices and skyrocketing crime, that's not a good combo for re-election, and that's how Republicans are going to win back the House and Senate in 2022.
What is the key for it? Because Republicans down through the years have from time to time snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And I'm just curious, what is the messaging that should be coming out of the mouths of candidates, whether it be assembly or dog catcher or whatever it is? What should the messaging be for Republicans, knowing that you've got the Democrats on the ropes here?
I think the message is, A, this is a completely failed president, and B, just compare, right? If you go back to when President Trump left office, I mean, the border was secure, the Middle East was relatively peaceful, gas was about $2 a gallon, and now all of that has completely reversed. We've had a total example of why conservative policies work better than Democrat policies. And, you know, another point, Biden's only claim to come into the office was that he would be the one to, quote, shut down COVID. Tragically, more Americans have died of COVID under Biden's watch than did under President Trump. President Biden has no argument whatsoever for keeping Democrats in power. And the American people, you know, a couple years ago, they saw what life was like under a Republican president. I mean, that's a contrast we have to continue to draw.
And yet, this president is still pushing his Build Back Broke, as we call it, bill. And I just saw on Huffington Post a notification that apparently they're not going to be able to get a vote on it before Christmas, that Joe Manchin is holding things up, and that there are a couple of provisions that are absolute deal breakers. In this environment, with the poll numbers being what they are, with Democrats telling their people, expect the worst at the polls in November. I guess my question is this the environment in which you push a huge tax increase like the Build Back Broke bill?
No, and it's not. And that's part of the problem, right? Biden was elected by a very, very small margin in crazy circumstances, and he thinks that qualifies him to try and make FDR-type reforms to the American economy. It doesn't. He's trying to completely remake the economy at the worst possible time. We're coming out of a pandemic during which Democrat-led lockdowns killed millions of American jobs. The last thing the American people need right now is more spending, more taxes, more inflation, and that's what Democrats are obsessed with delivering. And it's because Joe Biden is not beholden to the American people. He's beholden to the AOCs and Ilhan Omars and the Rashida Tlaibs of this party. He's trying to please the progressive. He doesn't care who it hurts in the process.
And yet we found out last week that this Build Back Broke bill is almost double or more than double what the president was trying to tell us it was. Can you roll us through at least some of the CBO numbers as far as going up to, I want to say it was like 4%. And can you roll us through some of those numbers from the CBO, because the increase is sizable.
Right. The problem is Biden is, you know, he's claiming that the CBO score is arbitrary, right? Basically, the Congressional Budget Office has, you know, taken a long, hard look at Biden's agenda and decided what the true cost is. And it turns out the true cost of Build Back Broke, Biden claims it's $1.5 trillion. The CBO has found, after an exhaustive study, that the bill will actually increase the deficit by $3 trillion over the 2022 to 2031 period. Okay, and keep in mind, a few years ago, this is a career politician, Joe Biden. A few years ago, Joe Biden called the CBO the gold standard in economic estimates. So the gold standard, according to Joe Biden, just told us that what he's pushing will cost double what he told the American people it would cost, $3 trillion in new debt and spending over the next 8 or 9 years. So I think that kind of tells you exactly what you need to know. Joe Biden has been completely undercut by the Congressional Budget Office, which he has praised in the past and, of course, is now disregarding. This bill would add hundreds of billions of dollars to our debt, would drive up prices even more, drive up your taxes right in time for Christmas. I mean, this is a complete failure on every front, and the American people don't support it.
Ho, ho, ho. Gates McGavick joining us, RNC Director of Strategic Communications. I want to talk about something that impacts all of us. And in fact, I have a friend that was the victim of violence just a couple of days ago here in Las Vegas. And that is the rise in crime that we're seeing universally. You mentioned selected cities, but this thing is going on all over the place. What is the answer to it? I mean, is the answer can't be defunding the police, can it?
No, the answer is the opposite. Refund the police. Fund the police more. Put more cops on the streets. I mean, this is what happens when you have a Democrat Party that undermines law enforcement at every turn, attacks them for doing their jobs across the country, and convinces, I mean, these cities that are seeing crime spikes, they defunded their police departments a year or two ago because the far left told them to, and they're all run by far left Democrat mayors. And now we're seeing the results. Homicides are up, carjackings are up, violent crime is up. In some cities like, you know, Seattle, Portland, for example, they don't even have enough cops left to answer basic 911 calls. I mean, no one in America thinks that where we're at right now is good. Like, this is a problem that we all know needs to be fixed. And the only way it's going to be fixed is when these Democrats realize that they owe more to the American people than they do to AOC and Ilhan Omar. And you're seeing some cities are starting to refund their police departments. Because at the end of the day, keeping Americans safe is the first priority of any elected politician. And Democrats have failed.
There you go. And by the way, I had never met Gates McGavick before earlier today. Very intelligent, shrewd dude with the Republican National Committee and the Director of Strategic Communications. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're not done. Don't forget, coming up at 3:05, Wayne Allen Root. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As always, our phone line's available to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks. When you're talking about presidential candidates for the Democrats, I think you missed one guy. Especially after the San Francisco wackadoodle mayor came out yesterday getting tough on crime all of a sudden and going to crack down on criminals. I could see the same happening for Newsom. After his reelection on the recall, this is a former mayor of San Francisco. He's connected to Pelosi through marriage, I believe. And here's a guy that could project to the American people. He's a clean-cut, well-spoken, good-looking guy. He starts playing the saxophone on the nightly late shows. He's going to be the new Bill Clinton. And I guarantee you, in my mind, if I had to lay down a future bet, Kevin, then I would take any odds that he is going to run and he will be the nominee in 24 because they got nobody else. And he could get really tough on crime and go exactly the opposite of the way he's been, and it won't hurt him in California, and it would just embolden him around the country with all the Democrats.
Wow. JD, thank you, man. Thank you. I hadn't even thought of Gavin Newsom. Gentlemen, Jim, you've got a list that I guess CNN came up with of their people, of their talking heads, et cetera. And what are they saying?
Yeah, I think I agree with JD. It's probably better than the list that they have here from CNN because of course, they have Kamala. They have Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. Elizabeth Warren, you mentioned her a little while ago. Amy Klobuchar, I think she fell out of favor with a lot of Democrats early on because she was moderate in a lot of the things that she stood for. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, don't know who he is. Former mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu, is on their list. Governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, has been, remember, she's been under a lot of pressure here lately. And Phil Murphy, the New Jersey governor, just among the top of the list. And the former member of the Georgia House of Representatives, of course, Stacey Abrams. That is their suggestions. But of all of those people, I think Gavin Newsom probably would be their best bet.
I mean, he's clean cut. He's a liberal. You know, the other thing you got to think about is if you're thinking about a president, you also got to think about who would you nominate as a vice president. And that list is virtually unlimited because it could be somebody we don't even know about now. I mean, again, in 2 years, we could be dealing with this, and you know, we might need a vice president too. So we'll see. More from gentleman Jim Dallas. Always love having his input during our shows. This is one of those really good days when we've had so much fun today. We really have. Talking with good people like Dr. Robin Titus and John Zarpolis and Chuck Muth, Gates McGavick from the RNC. It's been one of those fun shows where I like to call it almost a friends and family show. And we may do this again tomorrow. I don't know. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. In the last couple of weeks, I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI Hearing Aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI Hearing Aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million each hour. You don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path.
Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.